All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald is the partner at the Wilmer and Lee in Huntsville. He is also a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. And Stan McDonald, he is, in fact, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. All right, well, listen, I make no bones about the fact that I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I believe that Jesus is Lord and that no man comes to the Father except through him. It's real to me. It's more than my faith. It's about a real lasting relationship with a God who loves me in spite of myself. And because of that, I'm inclined to want to know about what happens with Christians worldwide. I mean, I care. I have an affinity for them because we share the common bond of the faith. Well, this past weekend, a tragedy began unfolding that bears some discussion, some prayer. Really, it bears some outrage. Because Christians are being massacred right now in Syria. It is wholesale slaughter, y'all, and the world is largely remaining silent. Charlene showed me a video yesterday of radical Islamists herding Syrian Christians into piles in pickup trucks. And they were mocked, their faces were slapped, many have been beheaded, raped, their homes pillaged, their church burned. Reports indicate that coordinated attacks took place in Syria's regions where Christians and Alawite communities have historically lived. Armed groups of Islamist factions stormed villages, leaving death and destruction in their wake. Men, women, and children were executed, homes were torched, churches were desecrated. Just in one night this past weekend in Syria, 340 innocent people were killed for the simple fact that they were Christians. Eyewitness accounts describe harrowing scenes of terror and entire families gunned down, children burned alive, priests slaughtered at the altar. And yet, despite the scale of the tragedy, the world seems like, you know, amazingly indifferent. There have been no emergency UN Security Council meetings, no mass demonstrations in Western capitals, barely a mention from a major news outlet. Christian persecution by Muslims in the Middle East has reached genocidal levels in recent years, with ISIS conducting mass executions against Christian communities. And the attacks in Syria? Well, they follow the same pattern of terror that we've been seeing in places like Iraq and Egypt and Nigeria, and other regions dominated by radical Islamists. Over 4,000 Christians were killed for their faith in Nigeria in 2024 alone. Records kept by World Watch indicate that nearly 15,000 churches and Christian properties were attacked in 2024. But I can also turn my attention to the overtly anti-Semitic protests that have been allowed right here in the U.S. at college campuses, especially in some of our elite universities, like at Columbia University in New York. Jewish students have been openly harassed, impeded from their education, threatened. Calls for intifada on campus, violent takeovers of buildings, vandalism. They've all gone largely unaddressed by the administrations who seem to turn a blind eye. But this week, though, President Trump announced he was ending over $400 million in grants to Columbia, and ICE agents actually went on campus and detained a radical Middle Eastern student who'd been organizing the anti-Jew rallies, and he now faces deportation. Well, it's about time. Finally, somebody's taken action. We shouldn't have to wait, though, until the government gets involved. Because what's really missing in all this, and what is needed more than ever, is for good people to speak up. I mean, like, really speak up. Throughout history, it is the failure of good people to speak that has allowed bad things to happen. Don't get me wrong. I mean, bad actors do bear responsibility for what they do, but good people who could have intervened and chose not to because it was just uncomfortable, because it was scary, because it might hurt their business or their standing in the community, or because they just shrugged their shoulders and said, well, it's not my problem. Well, they deserve some recompense themselves. You've all heard the quote, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. So true. But think about this. What if it was you that was bearing the brunt of the actions of the bad actors? What if it was you or your family facing some kind of adverse action or public backlash, unjustified consequences, or maybe actual planned genocide? Who would speak for you? There's a wonderful, sobering old poem by a German Lutheran minister named Martin Niemöller. Let me read it to you. It says this. It says, first they came for the socialists, but I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. See, Niemöller was a minister in Germany in the 30s and 40s. He watched what the Nazis did, And at the end of World War II, he wrote that poem as a lament. He was crestfallen when he realized that by not speaking, maybe he was complicit. But Niemöller also had some extended commentary on it. This is what really got me. He spoke in the form of a question, really a confession. And I wouldn't normally do this, but let me just read to you what Niemöller said about that statements he made after World War II. He said this, quote, "We preferred to keep silent, and we are certainly not without guilt or fault, and I ask myself again and again, what would have happened if in the year 1933 or 34, there must have been a possibility, he said, if 14,000 Protestant pastors and all Protestant communities in Germany had defended the truth until their own deaths. If we had said back then that it's not right when Hermann Göring simply put 100,000 communists in the concentration camp to let them die, I can imagine then that perhaps 30,000 to 40,000 Protestant Christians might have had their head cut off. But I can also imagine that we would have rescued 30 to 40 million people because that's what it's costing us now." See, in Niemöller's view, the price of staying silent wound up being greater than the price of speaking up. But speaking up, well, that takes practice. It does. It really does. Think about resolve and courage as if they are a muscle group. If I left them untrained, then they grow flaccid and weak. It takes exercising your resolve and your courage to be able to be effective at employing them. So just do this one simple exercise. Ask yourself, what would I say if? Think about it. Find that thing you care about and say, what would I say if? Take a little time to think about the answer. Maybe read up on the comments by other folks who do a good job addressing that thing. Ask a friend or a family member, and then just dialogue it in your own mind. Turn the radio off while you're driving and ask yourself, what would I say if that thing I care about went badly? One of my favorite authors happens to be from Alabama. It's a guy named Andy Andrews. He's also one of the best public speakers I've ever heard. Amazing personal story. But he wrote a book that I have on Right Side Radio's website right now called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Referring again to the Nazi extermination camps, there's a quote from Andy Andrews, which is right on point for this discussion today. He said this, quote, "Every man of character will have that character questioned, and every man of honor and courage will be faced with unjust criticism, but never forget that unjust criticism has no impact whatsoever on the truth. The only sure way to avoid criticism is to do nothing and be nothing." So yeah, what would you say if? Look, you don't have to be famous. You don't have to be well-educated. You don't have to be an elected official or a business leader. Acts chapter 4 in the Bible, Peter and John spoke to the leaders of that day, and it says they were noted as speaking with authority even though they were, quote, unlearned and uneducated men. So yes, resolve and courage, those are things that become part of your character. You will be known for them, or you can also easily be known for being without them. Just a thought. Or you could just do nothing, say nothing, and when they come for you, who will speak for you? The bottom line here is that Christians and Jews are being persecuted, murdered right now. And in Syria, it is reaching epic proportions. Do we need the government to speak up? Sure. But what we also really need is for good people to find their resolve, their courage, and speak up themselves. Otherwise, a day may come when there's no one left to speak for you. And that's a wrap. The Right Side Way.